It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jane Metzler, and here's what's happening. Aramark's food and beverage workers at Citizens Bank Park voting to strike, 83% in favor. Leaders of United Here Local 274 say members want family-sustaining wages and health care. A vote ongoing for workers at Lincoln Financial Field. Results expected Friday. Wells Fargo Center workers went on strike back in April. As yet, no comment from Aramark. Philadelphia spent another record amount on overtime in the fiscal year that just ended, but for the first time in years, it stayed below what was budgeted. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has the details.
For years, the city budget watchdog known as PICA has flagged the city's overtime spending as a major concern. Overtime was consistently over budget and set new records in 2020, 2022, and 2023. Preliminary figures show another record year in fiscal 2024, but PICA Executive Director Marissa Waxman says the good news is it was $8 million under what was budgeted.
The city has done clearly a better job of estimating what's going to be spent.
Waxman highlights one area of real savings, court overtime for police officers, which has dropped by $8 million over 5 years.
Over the same time period, there were pay raises. So even if the number of hours stayed the same, we would have seen an increase in costs. So to have a real dollar decline is pretty impressive.
Finance Director Rob Dubose says the savings are due to changes in the way the DA's office and police departments schedule officers to testify.
It took a fair amount of coordination and consistent work, but you can see that it's paid off.
The city controller, meanwhile, found that the city is spending far less on workman's comp for public safety agencies. Payments dropped by more than 80% last year for a savings of $25 million. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Two people in New Jersey have died from West Nile virus this year, that according to state health officials. Both individuals said to be older adults. The New Jersey Department of Health said one victim was from Cumberland County, the other from Mercer. 6 more cases of West Nile reported in Bergen, Camden, Cumberland, Hudson, Mercer, and Middlesex counties. Those victims all over the age of 50. The Federal Trade Commission warning people about imposter scams, saying that last year victims reported losing $2.7 billion. Here's KYW's crime and justice reporter Christian Johansson.
There's been a dramatic jump in numbers of impersonation scams, calls from people pretending to be from companies like Amazon and Microsoft, creating panic and fear.
A really common theme is that they will make you think there's something very wrong with your account.
Emma Fletcher is a senior data researcher for the FTC and analyzes the fraud and scams. She says they're becoming more sophisticated and target every demographic, not just older citizens. And they're also spoofing phone numbers of the companies.
There's a lot of tag teaming going on where it starts out as Microsoft, and then the supposed Microsoft person tells you, oh, you know, this is much more serious than we thought. We're going to need to send you over to your bank. So then they're claiming to transfer you to your bank.
Fletcher says, just take a breath.
No matter how urgent it seems, just Find the number for that entity, a number you know is real, and call them.
She urges anyone who may have been scammed to contact the FTC either by phone or online so they can track it and pass it along to law enforcement.
Even the people that this happens to never thought it would happen to them.
Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Folks enjoying this Labor Day weekend in Fairmount Park. Here's KYW's Justin Udo.
Ikenna Ionwu is throwing the ultimate Labor Day cookout at the Belmont Plateau in Fairmount Park.
We're expecting about 200 to 300 people for a Labor Day Nigerian convention. We have people coming from all over the country to celebrate, and we're looking to have a good time.
He says the day and the food is all about blending cultures.
So we got some traditional American food. We have hot dogs, hamburgers, but we also have some jollof rice, Nigerian baked chicken, baked macaroni and cheese, pasta salad, all the things you can expect at a traditional barbecue.
Ionwu says the plateau makes the perfect backdrop for a Philly-centric end-of-summer celebration.
Belmont Plateau is a staple in Philly, and we thought, where else better to, you know, we have the view of the skyline. Just want to, people coming in to the city to have a good idea of what Philly has to offer.
The cookout, which is open for all, is also a chance for people to learn about Nigerian culture. In Fairmount Park, I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And that's the All Local. I'm Jane Metzler. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.